Hey fellow jet setters, it's Ryan from JourneyPod. JourneyPod is your guide to luxury travel around the world. Each week we give you VIP access to the hippest hotels, the hottest nightlife, and the coolest restaurants. This time we're coming at you again from Miami at the South Beach Wine and Food Festival, where we were lucky enough to catch up with not one, but two Iron Chefs. The first and only female Iron Chef, Kat Cora, and the Japanese master, Iron Chef Morimoto. Let's listen in on my interview with Iron Chef Kat Cora. And I'm with Iron Chef Kat Cora, and we are at the BBQ, and tell us what you're preparing tonight.
Well, I'm preparing a dish from CCQ, which is stands for Kat Cora's Q, which is my new global barbecue concept that I'm opening in May in Costa Mesa, close to LA, with Macy's. And we're making a grilled shrimp with chimichurri sauce and my pit beans with a cinnamon spiked barbecue sauce and a broccoli slaw with hot sweet mustard.
It sounds very good. You know, I'm a certified Memphis and May barbecue judge, so I'll have to rate this for you there. Yeah. Well, I know you do a lot of Greek cooking inspired as well. And tell me, besides Greece, what's another place you've traveled that really influences your flavors?
Well, I think all over the Mediterranean. I trained in France with 2 3-star Michelin chefs. I'm Greek. I come from Mississippi. So I'm at, and you know, you'll see in my cooking, I mean, even with my barbecue, it's global flavors. So it's world flavors. I mean, everybody in the world barbecues. And what I'm doing is I'm trying to bring some of that Mediterranean in, especially in my pit beans, where I've got chickpeas as well as kidney beans and pinto beans. And I'm also doing my barbecue sauce, which has a cinnamon spike to it, has a little cinnamon in it. So we're bringing in all those kind of Mediterranean flavors.
So it's like barbecue, but with an interesting twist and the Kat Cora flair.
Absolutely.
And tell us what your website is.
KatCoraCooks.com.
Great, thank you.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
And as Kat mentioned, I think her success is due to her interesting upbringing. She's Greek, and so she has a lot of Mediterranean and Greek flavors in her cooking. She's from the South. She's from Mississippi, so she's got a lot of Southern cooking that she weaves into the food, and she had her culinary training in France with 3-star Michelin chefs, so you can really see that blended into all of the dishes that she prepares, and she has a lot of fire and a lot of energy. And then we caught up with Iron Chef Morimoto. You might remember him from the first Iron Chef, which was in Japan before it came over to this country. He was one of the original Iron Chefs. Then he went on to be the executive chef at Nobu, and then he opened his own restaurant in Philadelphia, another one in New York, another one in India, and of course his home country of Japan. He has another one in Tokyo. And let's listen in on that interview. I'm with Iron Chef Morimoto, and tell us, what is your favorite ingredient when the secret ingredient comes out? What's one of your favorite ingredients?
No, I hate everything and I love everything.
Just depends on the day.
Right. Yeah.
And tell us, besides Japanese cooking, what other places around the world have influenced your flavors besides Japan?
So I tried everything from in the world. So European, African, South American, you know, ethnic, the Asian, Chinese, Korean, everything. I tried. So that's my cooking style.
And tell us about you have a restaurant in Philadelphia?
Yes.
Tell us about what's the style there?
It's a Philly. I opened that almost 6 and a half ago, and then now I maintain my new restaurant in New York.
In New York.
After 2 years, baby. So that's
so you have one in Philadelphia and one in New York?
Yes, and one in Mumbai in India.
Oh, wow, India.
And then Tokyo.
And that's going to do it from South Beach. Tune in next time for more from the South Beach Wine and Food Festival. We're going to leave you with a song from Brain Bucket called Let the Boogie Loose.
What a show, but I gotta get home to the lady in my bed. Says that I'm getting too ahead. I got no time for good loving. A working man like my sister and my cousin. No matter, money gets tight. But I still hit the town tonight. I get so tired, I just say. It's the same old shit, just a different day. Let the boogie loose. and let the boogie loose.